And now, time for Finances on Friday, a weekly program designed to inform and educate you regarding your finances. Sponsored by Landmark Capital. Now, let's listen as David Fisher joins host Bart DeSilva for the next 30 minutes for an informative financial forum, Finances on Friday, on KHNR AM 690 and FM 94.3, The Answer.
All right, aloha and welcome to another Finances on Friday with your host, Bart DeSilva, talking with, once again, David Fisher from Landmark Capital, talking everything about your finances and how your finances are impacted by what's going on in the current news in not only the nation, but the world. David Fisher is here to tell you all about that. Here he is. David, how you doing?
Aloha. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the program on Friday. A TGIF moment, but we'll find out. Not everything is a thank God moment. We'll get into some of those things.
Yep.
But thanks for having me today.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to be looking at stock, gold, and silver's performance year to date, BRICS, and the new payment system. The U.S. dollar, is it on its way out? The measurements of economic destruction for the U.S. dollar. And of course, we'll talk gold and silver. How are the markets responding? And our question, our very first question on this Finances on Friday, KHNR AM and FM. David, stocks, gold, and silver continued to perform recently. Share with us the numbers and your thoughts on the markets.
So we've had, we're recording on Tuesday of this week. So these are the numbers up until that day. U.S. equities, which is the Dow, the S&P, the NASDAQ, they rallied, Bart, for 8 straight days, business days.
Yep, I remember.
It's been the longest streak of rallying in stocks since November of 2023. Mm. It's been a huge rally. We're going to shift gears here a little bit. Oil is been flat, still around $76-$77 a barrel. Brent futures, they're down a little bit actually right now. The U.S. dollar has been little unchanged during that environment. It's around 101. It's a point system. This week, as you're hearing this, Jerome Powell spoke today on Friday. Now, obviously, we're recording on Tuesday, so I'm already spoke, but he's speaking at Jackson Hole. Jackson Hole, Wyoming, this week is central bankers from all around the world and economists are going to gather. It's the world's largest prominent annual economic forum. And there's a lot of division going on amongst central bankers since in a long time. What do I mean by that? Well, first of all, most of them are all printing money. Most of them are all in this massive uncertainty. But the euro, they've been lowering their interest rates. On the other hand, Japan has been raising interest rates.
Yep.
And the United States has done neither. They've talked about lowering it, but they have not, as of yet, done that. Maybe we'll get a peek at Jackson Hole. I think we're going to eventually, it's not if we're going to have lower rates, we will eventually. They will, the Fed will lower rates. But what has been in the news? Gold. The financial news is talking about how much gold has soared to record high. Tuesday, which is the day we were recording, stocks are relatively flat. This rally of 8 days is over, it looks like. And the attention has always been recently during this period of time and year to date on gold and silver. But gold is taking the front page cover in the news media. It's the talk of financial news. And that's where the attention has been going to the precious metals because it's broken out of a trading range. It's been continues to keep hitting all-time record highs almost on a daily basis. Banks, including UBS and ANZ, say that there's a scope of further rallies and gains to happen, not just on the Federal Reserve policy, but also on central bank buying gold because of the demand that they need to have this to hedge against the dollar that's falling out of popularity more so than falling in value, but it's going to fall in value. You're going to hear some of those things, me quoting some of that here on the on our finances on Friday. But let's get into the, some of the practicalities of numbers year to date.
Okay.
The U.S. indexes, the Dow, up 8.5% year to date. And again, these are Tuesday numbers as a close of Monday. S&P up 17.5%. NASDAQ of the three is up the most, 19%. And gold and silver is higher than those three. Gold up 21.5%, and silver up even more, 23.3%. So gold and silver is leading the charge of the major indexes. There's a reason for that. We're going to get into that today. So think with me. If we're not in an economic turmoil, we're not in economic meltdown, we're in economic uncertainty is what we're in. With many saying it's going to get worse from here for the dollar. If it's going to get worse for the dollar, that means what we saw year to date is going to even more be pronounced. So I would highly encourage, now's the time you're going to want to call Landmark Capital. Call us today, not right now, but at the end of the program. Call us and get an information packet. There's no pressure. There's no obligation. But something is happening in the beginnings of this gold and silver rally, and it's not short diminished. It will expand. It will become more pronounced. I've been doing this 30 years. I know what a bull market in gold and silver looks like. I said that earlier this year. We will be in a bull market in gold and silver, and clearly we are in one. So now's the time to take advantage of that. And that's all investing is. Learning to assess the current environment, seeing what the future environment might look like, and moving money to diversify into those new areas or possibly existing areas you're already into, and maybe add more money to it. I'm referring to diversifying into gold and silver and maybe adding to your portfolio. Because who knows, gold and silver might be one of the best, if not the best, investment the next 5 to 10 years.
All right, David, before we get to question number two, I'm going to give a phone number out, folks, so you can write this phone number down real quick, okay? 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575, or just go to landmarkgold.com. All right, we'll give that phone number out towards the end of the program. But we got question number two. We're talking BRICS. BRICS has been in the news about their payment platform. Can you tell us about this system and where it's headed?
Well, we have a white paper on this. BRICS, the new financial system that could dethrone the dollar. And it clearly, what you're going to hear today, it clearly looks, once again, that is the motivation of greater than 50% of the world dethroning the dollar. And BRICS is larger than the U.S. dollar movement as far as countries that would rather use BRICS than use the U.S. dollar system. The BRICS nation, they continue to make progress on this road towards what we call dollar de-dollarization. The speaker of Russia's Federation Council, Valentina Majenko, said she recently announced that the trading bloc of BRICS has made significant progress. And this is a digital payment system, a platform, as part of their efforts to revolutionize global financial transactions. The creation of this independent financial payment platform, BRICS Bridge is what it's called. It's a standalone mutual payment system, Bart, that's on a firm joint platform. In other words, it's going to be able to be used by a lot of different people. A lot of different countries, people, and businesses. The Kremlin aide, Yuri Yushkova, said this, quote, "We believe that creating an independent BRICS payment system is an important tool for future, which we base upon state-of-the-art tools, such as digital technologies and blockchain." Yushkova said, quote, "The main thing is to make sure it's convenient for governments, common people, and businesses, as well as cost-effective and free of politics. I'm going to stop right there. That's the end of the quote. Mm-hmm. There's more about this report that I'm going to read, but let's stop right there for a moment. So the purpose of this BRICS system, Bart, mm-hmm. is to be effective, cost-effective. Let's compare it to the dollar system. Countries that trade amongst themselves, that buy products from themselves, in other words, India from Russia and Russia from India, which happened here recently, they don't need the U.S. dollar in the middle of it. But previously, without this BRICS system, the U.S. system, the dollar is in the middle of it. And so that costs these countries, I'm speculating on the number, but it's somewhere, according to the traders, between 5% and 7% per transaction. Mm-hmm. So that's a big middleman that these countries don't want to pay. Mm-hmm. And they see no reason to use that system. So BRICS is very appealing. It's cost effective. It's also free of politics. People can just buy or sell and they don't have to, and you and I love our country.
Yes.
Foreigners, not all foreigners, but some foreigners don't like what we stand for as a country. Some foreigners think we're arrogant, financially arrogant. Some foreigners think we're living way beyond our means. Well, I think we're living way beyond our means as a country. Mm-hmm. And we'll get into the numbers of that later on today, and you'll see that. And so with that, there's some political motive on the United States to keep the dollar as part of the world reserve currency, because if we do that, we benefit financially. The rest of the world says we don't need that in the middle of it. There's politics.
Yeah.
So reading on with the report, the need to create an intra-BRICS payment system has become vital for Russia and its trading partners. Mashenko said that the Bank of Russia has already developed its own payment system. So just like the United States has this payment system called SWIFT, Russia has their payment system called the MIR. Mm-hmm. And they have used this payment system, and other countries have joined their payment system, which Zhishenko says that this shows that there's actual light at the end of this tunnel. One of the biggest developments on this front came in July when India and Russia announced a new partnership. In that, they see their respective payment system. India has the rupee, and Russia has, like I said, the MIR payment system. They integrated their payment systems to allow a seamless cross-border transaction between India and Russia. That happened in July, and that was done without using the U.S. dollar. So, Valentina Mashenko says this in reference to this: perhaps it will be approved, this payment system, the one at BRICS, which she's referring to, by the October meeting, which is the annual meeting, or at least the discussion will lead to a decision on when and in which format it should be finalized, meaning that this is no longer just an idea, it's moving forward in practice, end quote. And she says that if this works, it will be a bombshell globally in the best sense, quote unquote. So it's not if BRICS platform is going to happen. It will happen, mm-hmm. just like the SWIFT United States system was developed years ago, just like a Euro system was developed in 1999. And now the BRICS system is being developed in 2024. So maybe this is the third time's the charm, the unfortunate charm for the U.S. dollar, because this payment system, once it gets established, over 50% of the world would rather buy and sell on that platform than the current one used by the United States. This will cut out the U.S. dollar as a middleman. And it's going to be very detrimental for the dollar. So call my company, get the BRICS report. It's free. It's a white paper. I put extensive research into it. It will help you understand all about BRICS. And this will help you understand where BRICS is going in the future. Because I, at the end of the report, I said, this is where this is all going. And this is what it means for gold and silver and paper indexes. Call my company, get that report. It will help you understand. You'll get a piece of the picture in looking into the future.
All right, 844-604-2575. The phone number once again, 844-604-2575, or just go to landmarkgold.com. We'll be back with more finances on Friday with David Fisher from Landmark Capital. Got more questions for you, David. But in the meantime, stick around. More information about your finances coming up right here. KHNR AM and FM, The Answer.
Are you concerned about the national debt at $34 trillion? Well, you should be, because you're obligated to pay it, according to the government. Here's the facts. It took 234 years to get $13 trillion in debt, 10 more years to get in the next $10 trillion, and the last 4 years we've added $10 trillion. This is escalating at unprecedented levels, and now the next 30 years of the national debt will be at $144 trillion. That's if we make it till then. Many people are saying we won't. There will be a crash of the system, a dethroning of the U.S. dollar, losing that as a world reserve currency. Landmark Capital has a white paper called BRICS, the new financial system that could dethrone the U.S. dollar. Call to get your free copy today at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com. Have you heard that the government can seize your hard-earned money? We're talking about your 401k, your IRA, your money in the bank. Fox News has a report on it, but Landmark Capital has a white paper on it called The Coming Bail-In. Call Landmark Capital today to receive your free copy. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com. We return to Finances on Friday with Landmark Capital's David Fisher and your host, Mark DeSilva.
All right, we're back once again with Finances on Friday, a weekly program with so much great information and insight provided by Landmark Capital's David Fisher. And David, we're going to talk gold and silver towards the end of this program, but right now we got a third question for you on this edition of Finances on Friday.
I'm ready.
All right. Obviously, the U.S. dollar is in trouble. What other economic pieces should we be concerned about that will cause problems for the U.S. dollar?
Well, we're going to take David Fisher out of this and quote some people who are chief economists and know a lot more about this than I would. How about Daniel Lacala? He's a chief economist. He says that the U.S. economy is entering a dangerous economic phase as debt levels continue to rise and inflation remains stubbornly high. He's warning that the U.S. debt poses now a significant risk and it is not sustainable. He talks about the Fed can't get inflation under control. It hasn't moved down that much recently in the last 8 months. And, you know, he said we're going to talk about a little bit later in the program about gold, but he brings up gold. He's not a gold guy. From his standpoint, he doesn't own a gold company. But Lacalle says he emphasized the importance of assets in this environment of having gold. He said it is prudent, noting that this asset provides stability in times of economic uncertainty. Well, he's not the only one. There is other entities also saying this. How about Dr. Arthur Laffer? He says the U.S. dollar is moving away from monetary stability and towards an unhinged paper currency. First of all, who is Dr. Arthur Laffer? Laffer is mostly known for his efforts in helping the Reagan administration tackle inflation in the 1980s. So he's not a Johnny come lately, and he must be a very conservative gentleman. How conservative? Well, he later, just recently, served as economic advisor to the former president, Donald Trump. So Laffer is also the father of supply side economics and also the Laffer tax curve. So he's very well known, very well versed, both in studious and experience. And he's very well respected. He points out that the U.S. dollar has made itself as unattractive as possible to the world's transactions. He's confirming just what we talked about, BRICS. And he's warning that the greenback will be removed as the world reserve currency if trust in the U.S. dollar is not restored. So let's stop right there. That's what all currencies are based upon. Trust. Trust in that country, ability to pay and pay their debt and manage their debt. Well, if we have, according to what Daniel Lacow says, unmanaged debt, I think Dr. Arthur Laffer would say the same thing, which is making this very unattractive to hold this currency. It's hard to get this debt under control to bring restoration of confidence in the U.S. dollar. Here's his quote. Quote, we're in a new period of collapse of the U.S. dollar. Let me say that again. Quote, we're in a new period of collapse of the U.S. dollar. And it's quite frightening. What will it take? Its place is still up for grabs, he said. Quote, people are moving in all sorts of alternatives to the U.S. dollar. Maybe Bitcoin, maybe gold, maybe some other set of currencies, but that is the direction we're headed, quote unquote. So this is where the world is headed. It is away from the dollar because the dollar is unattractive. Laffer also says, he adds to this, he says this, quote, there's nothing that can bring an economy to its knees quicker and faster than unhinged paper currencies. And those unhinged paper currencies lead to high interest rates, they lead to high inflation, they lead to a huge expansion of the Federal Reserve's balance sheet. We are moving away from monetary stability. We are moving towards an unhinged paper currency. It's as bad as I've ever seen it. And the price of gold is a clear sign that the dollar is less trustworthy than it used to be. He also says and notes that the weaponization of the U.S. dollar can lead to its ultimate demise, warning that this trend is also accelerating. So the bottom line is the world is moving away from the dollar, whether it be BRICS or outside of the BRICS system, because we're following in the exact same footsteps that Britain did when they lost the world reserve currency.
Wow.
As the Dutch did when they lost the world reserve currency. As the Romans did when they lost the world reserve currency. As the Greeks did. I can go through on the list. All the countries did the same thing. Towards the end of them losing the world reserve currency, what do they do? Going massive amounts of debt. That was unmanageable, and the world lost trust. And the United States is probably the biggest entity that's most guilty of this. And this is why this will lead to the ultimate destruction of the dollar. It's not going to go away, just like the British pound didn't go away. It's just not going to be used as a world reserve currency. So we won't get the benefit of the asset being used globally. It will shrink only in the United States, and that will cut our legs off of the revenue as the world reserve currency. That is where we're headed, unfortunately.
Wow. Well, we always like to end the program, hopefully on a positive note, and wow, talk about gold and silver and what they've been doing lately in the markets.
Up, up, and up. According to most data that was pulled from FactSet, commodities making the most amount of gains this year, cocoa, eggs, orange juice, rubber, coffee. Gold was in the top. Silver was performed better than gold. They didn't mention it. But they are saying it's propelled by U.S. interest rates cut expectations. So when they cut interest rates, the Fed does, gold's going to make a big move. Global commodities remain elevated and are expected to remain so, says Sabrina Chowdhury. She's BMI's analyst, a forecaster. We expect to be supported by weakening U.S. dollar, especially as the U.S. Fed starts to cut rates later this year, quote unquote, she says. Another person, Peter Grandridge. Who is he? He's a financial expert of over 40 years of experience on Wall Street, so he's not a gold guy. And after 3 years of entering the industry on Wall Street, he was appointed head of investment strategy at a leading New York Stock Exchange member firm. So he's a big boy, lots of experience. He said he used to think $5,000 gold predictions were foolish. Now he thinks the yellow metal could reach that within a couple of years. He says, yes, I'm bullish on gold. To talk about $5,000 or $10,000 gold, there's legitimate possibilities. So those type of numbers could be reached certainly in a matter of a couple years. This is why you got to call my company right now and get information on diversifying into physical gold and silver.
844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Or just go to the website, landmarkgold.com. And once again, David, 30 minutes just kind of flew by. Always great information. Always great to talk to you. We look forward to next week, a week from tonight, and we talk again about gold, silver, its finances on Friday. We'll see you then. Aloha.
Aloha.
You've been listening to Finances on Friday, a weekly informative financial forum brought to you by Landmark Capital. Join us next Friday at the same time for another 30 minutes of insightful and important information regarding you and your finances right here on KHNR AM 690 and 94.3 The Answer.